Chapter 37, The Revival of Israel. Revival might well have seemed impossible for the land of Israel. More than 150 years had passed away since the principal people of the northern kingdom had been carried away by the Assyrians. The fertile land of that northern kingdom had seen again and again the march of destroying armies. Twice, the leaders in church and state of the southern kingdom had been carried away into captivity into Babylon. The city of Jerusalem lay in utter ruin. Its temple and its palaces were in ashes. The people that remained in Judah were living a miserable life in an endeavor to eke out an existence on its bare hills. Ezekiel was living in Babylon, where his countrymen had been carried. The Babylonian power was at its height. Any thought of rebellion against such an empire was absurd. Yet the prophet was quite sure of the glorious future of Israel. Babylon was a flat country. The Jew was a man of the hills. In that level land, Ezekiel longed for his native mountains. In vision and in hope, he saw them once more, fertile, cultivated, the abode of a numerous and happy people. He saw the cities of his native land built again and prosperous. In the land of the plains, the man of the hills broke into a song of hope to his native land. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you. And the city shall be inhabited, and the waste places shall be builded. Ezekiel believed that this good revival would come to pass not because the Jews deserved it, but out of Jehovah's goodness. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep mine ordinances, and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Certain it is that if the Jews in Babylon could be morally cleansed, they would be a wonderful people for making a new holy land. Ezekiel expected nothing less. In imagination, he saw his people going back with a new spirit to transform the deserted land into a paradise. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the waste places shall be builded, and the land that was desolate shall be tilled, whereas it was a desolation in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left round about you shall know that I, Jehovah, have builded the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, Jehovah, have spoken it, and I will do it. As we have noted often, Ezekiel was a man of visions. His ideas came to him in pictures. One of the most remarkable visions that he ever had was that of the Valley of Dry Bones. He saw a valley before him, and it was full of human bones. They had lain so long that all the flesh was gone from them. They were whitened and dried. Can dry bones ever live? Such a thing seemed impossible. And then occurred a marvel. The prophet saw in his vision an earthquake. In the movement of the earth, the bones were thrown one against another, and they began to unite themselves into the frames of human beings. Then sinews appeared, and flesh grew on them, and skin covered them, and he saw a great multitude of bodies, but there was no breath in them. Then he was commanded to call upon the winds to blow, and as the breath of heaven blew, the spirit came into those bodies, and they stood up on their feet a great army. The meaning of the vision was, of course, very clear. Israel seemed as hopeless as the dry bones, but shortly she would revive. The prophet told his vision to the people and gave them his interpretation. Ye shall know that I am Jehovah, When I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and ye shall know that I, Jehovah, have spoken it and performed it. The great weakness of the Hebrews had been that there were two separate kingdoms, a north and a south. They had constantly been jealous of one another. They had often been at war. If there were to be any great future for Israel, all the nation must be united. Ezekiel was confident that this brotherly union would take place. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, whither they are gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Of course, that reunited nation would need a great ruler, one who would lead them in justice. The flock of Israel needed a shepherd. Ezekiel believed in the coming of a son of David to be their king. Above all, he expected the house of the Lord to be rebuilt, and so the revival of Israel should be complete. And my servant David shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in mine ordinances, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, they and their children, and their children's children forever. And David, my servant, shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the nations shall know that I am Jehovah that sanctifieth Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.